I go back to my dad.
Yep.
I never knew of my father ever going to church.
Yeah, I don't think I missed the church.
I don't remember him ever going to church, but he was a good man. But he took very good care of his family. And I don't ever remember ever wanting for him. Fact is, he was with the Coca-Cola company for years.
What did he do for fun?
Huh?
What did he do for fun? Did he do any for fun? Did he have an interest? Like, did he target shoot, or did he fish, or...
No, I don't. He played a banjo, five-string banjo.
He played a banjo?
Oh, he played a five-string banjo. He was good.
Susan, fireplace.
Granddad played a banjo.
Yeah, yeah, that was my dad.
She's a fabulous banjo player.
Well, he played a five-string banjo. My grandfather.
This is Eaton, sweet.
My grandfather Eaton played a bass violin.
Okay.
And
nice.
I had let's see.
Heather.
Where's that banjo? We need that banjo. Do you have that stashed at your house?
Oh, I have it. I was too young when all that. When he went.
Five string though, but you knew it was a five string.
It was a five string.
Yeah.
Did he play clawhammer, or did he do the old Scruggs pick? He would play clawhammer.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
clawhammer. Show him how to... Did you remember him picking?
Well, is he going like this, or is he going like
that? Yeah, I don't remember that. I don't
no,
remember.
I bet
you
would
remember the sound.
I think he would have to be playing clawhammer.
But they used to come in every Saturday, almost every
1938.
Yeah.
Almost every Saturday night, they'd all get together and play and sing. An old song, you know.
See, that's where I inherited it from. This sense that you have to get together
and
play music.
He used to, like I say, he was a banjo player.
So that's what you guys did for fun, is you played music. There was music.
He must have had a good sense of humor.
Well, look at Uncle Charlie. Of course he had a good sense of humor. I probably told tall tales.
I used to sit on the porch down there in Lexington.
Yeah?
Well, where he's, mother and dad's home is there now.
Oh, yeah, right there on Hunter.
Before they built that in, they had a porch on the back there. And we used to sit out there for hours and talk.
Where
you remember that?
Room is now?
You and your buddies, you had, that one was
and
a deputy, one was a deputy, or it was a state patrolman's son.
Or a patrolman. Play music with him.
Oh, is that right?
He plays bass guitar with us when we were back in the
But they came over there, and I'd sit out there and talk to him for hours at a time. And I usually talk about coming from a good home. I remember you said,
yeah,
what's good?
Yeah.
What's up? What's down? Even Jamie told me, what's
That's
up?
That's what I was
down?
Taught, was to question
when he
values.
Me the other day, someone told him he could argue with a doorknob.
Is that right?
Are you the one that invented that phrase that I would argue with a doorknob? Well, that's good. Because I don't want to find that person because I'm not liking that person. Too. I would never argue with the doorknob. Unless it was a smart doorknob.
Unless it was smart.
Consider.
Okay. But yeah. And I always enjoyed, like I said, running down there because everything was slower. And that's what I liked about being in Virginia.
Pace was impossible.
The pace down there was so much slower, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And up here, you meet everybody's in a hurry. Your neighbor, you don't even know your next door neighbor. Down there, you know everybody. I remember, of course, when I was a kid, that wasn't right. Because you know where I lived, that whole section of town, I used to be able to draw a map, put every house on there, and tell you the family's name. And I can't even tell you one now besides us. Of course, that was a big field where I live at. I remember when that was a field. I was going to South School and would walk up across, they called it the prairie.
But see, people move around so much now that it's hard to keep up with your
neighbors. Yeah, you didn't then.